Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So many of you guys play Wordle. I heard about it a few weeks ago, and yeah, I do it. I kind of like it more than I thought I would. I'm not very good with spelling. I'm not very good with word games, but it's fun. And for those of you who don't know what it is, it's this game that has gone viral in the last few weeks, months, such that you get six opportunities to come up with a five-letter word. Not a four-letter word. We all know you know those. And it's now owned by the New York Times. Right? It was done by a publisher. It's kind of a nice little love story on how that happened. But each day there's one word that the whole, I think, globe plays. And to get this word, you just guess letters. I start with the word stare because there's an S, there's a T, things, you know. And then if any of the letters are correct, they'll get a color. If there's yellow, it means, yep, that five-letter word has those letters in it, but you got to the wrong spot. If it's green, it means you nailed that letter and that position. So you have six chances to then come up with another word and use those letters and rearrange or whatever until you finally get the word. And so many people get frustrated and you see these headlines going, what? They use the word ruble. That's not even an American word. And it's you know, so some people get all, you know, freaked out. Sometimes the words are really easy, like today's. Today's word was so easy. And I made the mistake of posting because I didn't know. I thought this was my own word. I didn't know. And then somebody's like, no, no, it's private. So I can't tell you the word. But I can give you guys tips. And so you don't get frustrated. And it's kind of cool. I mean, it's something you can do for a few minutes. It's cool. It kind of connects you to the world. And you come up with a word. You do some thinking. It's a little brain game. It's cool. Where it started, though, was so popular, was Josh Wardle. Wardle, W-A-R-D-L-E, is a software engineer in Brooklyn. Now, he knew his partner loved word games. So he created a guessing game for the two of them. And then he called it Wordle, right? Wardle, Wordle. The couple played it for months. Then he introduced it to the relatives. And then it just, November 1st, 90 people played on Sunday. 2 months later, 300,000 people played. And so this is really popular. There are some concerns of tracking. New York, Fox 5 had said that the game, because it is owned by New York Times bought it to add to their other puzzle games. Apparently they have, I think, a daily crossword. They have, like, a daily spelling bee. I didn't know about this. That you could go, you could do the word, and you could do this, and then wait for the next one. But they say that the activity, your daily visit, they'll often share. Well, your activity might go across other websites and then is followed. According to New York Fox 5, the tracking plays a role in how the Times makes its money. The New York Times bought Wordle, and then I guess it, if they're able to track, then it could go to other merchandisers or, you know. So just know that you might be tracked if you play it. But for those of us that go over track anywhere and we don't care, there's some tips. So the first tip I give you guys, because you shouldn't really be losing, there should be no reason for you to lose. I lost once, and I'll tell you how. But the first mistake we all make is we rush it. So we're on the toilet. And so we're trying to do our Wordle super fast. And then we're like, oh, gosh, you know, I got to go to work, you know, or I'm done. I got to pitch it. So you just quickly put some stuff on there. No, don't. Or you're doing it at work, and the boss is coming, and you're like, oh, I got to hurry. You have 24 hours. Don't rush it. All right? Next, pick a real, real, real good... Oh, by the way, don't be in hard mode. There's a hard mode and non-hard mode. Put it in the non-hard mode. Then, pick a really good stellar first word. So, I don't know if you guys ever watched Wheel of Fortune. Remember Wheel of Fortune used to only get five letters with maybe one extra and a vowel? So, they would always pick S-T-R-D-L, something like that. And then, for the vowel, they'd pick an E or an A. Your first five-letter word should have most of the common letters in there if you can. So, but you can't just do S-T-D-L. It has to be a word. So I use the word stare because it has an S, a T, an R, and then it has two most common vowels, A and E. And I've been using that. You could use rates. You could use other ones like arise. Arise is nice because it has three vowels. But pick your good stellar first word. Now, the big mistake a lot of people do is they go, oh, no, I only got one letter, or none of my letters were right. So, oh, no, I need to, you know what? Let's say you have a couple really good first words. Use your second choice to throw that one down. You know, I mean, try not to repeat other letters. And then by choice three, you should have a good amount of letters that you can unscramble. Another mistake people do is they practice on the game. Have a piece of paper to the side. Go old school. You put out your list, your options, do it on a piece of paper, and then you can type in the good one. So, yeah, don't cheat. There's a lot of cheats out there where you can put in the word. You can try to figure out the five letters. Don't do that, all right? A big mistake also a lot of people don't realize is a letter could be used twice. So, like yesterday's game, I had an E that came up, and I'm like, are there two E's? You know, like when there's a T or an L, are there two L's, two E's? So I used as my second word, breed. And then I saw that there were two E's in the word, but not together. So a lot of people think, okay, well, these are five-letter words, and it's just one letter used one at a time. No, sometimes you could have some double letters, so know that. Also, keep in mind that it's not going to be a dirty word, so no dirty words, okay? If a word is hard, usually there's so much online blowback that the next word is going to be easy. So if there was a hard word like yesterday's, today's was really easy. If you have a T, and then you also see an H, might, you know, try to put the TH together. If you have a lot of little tips here really quick, if I could do these really, really quickly. Sorry. Yeah. If there's a T, E, and an R, most likely the word begins with a TH. CH is commonly used together. If you have a G and an H, most likely there's a T that follows. Y is commonly at the end. And by the way, don't keep the loss to yourself. If you lose, who cares? Nobody wants to know your Wordle statistics. Nobody cares. Have fun with it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the Chinese airline, China Eastern, has grounded all of their Boeing 737-800 planes right now. After 132 people died, passengers and crew, when the jet went into a sudden 350 mile per hour, 30,000 feet nosedive, smashed into a mountainside, killing everybody on board. That indicates a vertical descent of 31,000 feet per minute or 350 miles per hour before it crashed into the mountains. President Xi Jinping said he was shocked over the incident and immediately ordered a probe. The plane, flight number MU5735, was flying from Kunming to Guangzhou. It was believed to be a Boeing 737-89P, not a MAX. And remember, the MAX were having issues, I believe it was last year. So as a result, now the Chinese airline has grounded all of their Boeing 737-800 aircraft. State media reported that the fleet was ordered grounded. This was the model that is the predecessor of the controversial 737 MAX model, but was regarded as safe despite a series of crashes over its long history. Boeing shares, as a result, sank more than 4%. This is the latest catastrophe to hit the firm after the 737 MAX crashes caused by faulty flight control software led to the indictment of Boeing's top pilot. A $225 million settlement with investors and a $2.5 billion payout to the family of those killed. So the China Eastern Airlines flight MU5735 suffered what they believe to be a catastrophic loss of control event before nosediving. It hit the Chinese hillside, erupting in a huge fireball, and then it caused a forest fire visible enough for NASA satellite to see. This happened near the city of Wuzhou in Tang County. This was in the southern province of Guangxi. So a rescue official said that the plane was completely disintegrated and a fire sparked by the crash then ripped through a whole bunch of trees. They were able to put the fire out. China Eastern has expressed deep condolences after confirming the fatalities of 123 passengers and 9 crew who were on board. Everybody on board was Chinese. So it's just horrifying when you see the footage. I just, again, you know, not sure why this is happening. It's just something that it's, as I've said, you know, whenever something like this happens and it's so tragic, I don't know what the answer is. And it was an immediate, it looked like it was an immediate loss of control. They are, I believe they have ruled out sabotage, but they say that Boeing 737-800s have had a series of deadly crashes. In 2006, Gol Transportes Aéreos flight had broken up and crashed in Brazil. All 154 on board died. In 2007, Kenya Airways flight crashed into a swamp on the way to Nairobi. All 108 passengers and 6 crew died. 2 years later, Turkish Airlines flight from Istanbul crashed into a field near Polderbon. They were trying to land at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport, but 9 people died. 2010, Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed into the Mediterranean Sea after taking off from Beirut. Everybody died on that plane. 2010, same year, Air India Express flight overran the runway, landed at Mangalore International Airport. 158 passengers and 6 crew died, 8 survivors. 2016, the Fly Dubai flight from Dubai to Rostov-on-Don in Russia crashed on the final approach. All 62 people on board died. In 2018, Air Ningxia flight from Pohnpei, Federated States of Micronesia, Papua New Guinea, undershot the runway and landed in a lagoon. Only 1 person died in that one. In 2020, the Pegasus Airlines flight skidded off the runway at Istanbul. Then it split into 3 pieces of fuselage. 3 people died. Same year, Air India Express flight overshot the runway while landing in heavy rain, crashed into a gorge at Calicut International Airport. All on board died, a total of 20. And then in 2022, we have this one. And so I get the most dangerous part of, you know, flying is driving to the airport. But, I mean, if there are issues with the plane, and this is an over and over again issue, you know, this is, you know, we trust our safety to these planes. It's just so tragic. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on any new developments. We're being told that Apple is down. Thousands of users are unable to access the tech giant services. Apple, iCloud, the Apple Store, Apple TV, Maps, it's a massive outage. We have no idea if this is a hacking from a foreign entity or if it's just somebody kicked the plug. But according to Down Detector, a website which monitors website outages, thousands of people complained about having issues at about 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. More than 4,000 users reported problems accessing Apple Music. 4,000 people had issues with iCloud, Apple Store, and I know people are like, well, who cares, you know, boo-hoo. So they had an issue. Again, I look at it as, I think, you know, people have glitches, and yes, I like having my iPhone working, especially for my show. If I ever do Facebook Live, you know, I like my things to work, but again, we're very on edge about hacks and what the Russians want to do to us, and they know that they can nail us from a cyber standpoint, especially since Biden gave him a list of, can you please make sure you don't touch these 9 or 10? I'd really like to see that list. That list has got to be worth millions. Somebody get a hold of that list. I am dying to know the list he gave Putin. Well, we might know soon, because those may be the first places that get cyber attacked. But right now, it's unclear what's causing the outage. I can't say it's a cyber attack, but that can include PayPal, SagePay, Find My iPhone. So I think it's working. I mean, I was able to use Find My iPhone. I love that. So far that, you know, yeah. I don't know. I get very nervous when I can't access and can't, you know, see where my kids are. So I use Find My iPhone. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is spooky. Artificial intelligence was able to create 40,000 new lethal chemical weapon compounds in a matter of 6 hours when scientists gave it the task. Team of scientists were using artificial intelligence to look for compounds that could be used to cure disease. And part of this involved filtering out any that could be deadly to a human. Makes sense. As part of a conference on potentially negative implications of new technology, biotech startup Collaborations Pharmaceuticals from Raleigh, North Carolina, flipped the switch in its AI algorithm and instead had it find the most lethal compounds. The team wanted to see just how quickly and easily an artificial intelligence algorithm could be abused if it were, rather than set on the positive, set on the negative. Once it was in quote-unquote bad mode, the AI was able to invent thousands of new chemical combinations, many of which resembled the most dangerous nerve agents in use today. One was similar to VX, an extremely toxic nerve agent. It could cause twitching even in tiny doses. The researchers said one of the scariest aspects of their discovery was how easy it was to take a widely available data set of toxic chemicals and use artificial intelligence to design chemical weapons similar to the most dangerous currently. Creating a compound as powerful as VX was a shock to the researchers, as just a tiny drop already causes neurological issues. A large dose could lead to convulsions and stop somebody from breathing. I wonder if fentanyl showed up on that. I wonder if fentanyl did. Anyway, Fabio Urbina, lead author of the paper, said they have a lot of data sets of molecules that have been tested to see if they're toxic or not. But this acetylcholinesterase VX was fascinating that it was able to design it. It stops your diaphragm, your lung muscles from being able to move. And so what stinks is that all they have to do is flip a switch, you know, toggle a button, and the AI could help people that just, figure, you know, before it used to take these mad scientists to work and try to come up with something that was lethal. Now, your computer will do it for you. So somebody can say, all right, have the computer figure this out for me. All right, guys, let's get these components and make it. It's telling us how. Man. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate hearings are starting today in the historic confirmation battle over the first black woman ever nominated to the Supreme Court. President Joe Biden's pick, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, goes before the Democratic-led Judiciary Committee for a high-stakes showdown to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer and win a lifetime appointment on the country's highest court. Today is set to feature opening remarks by the chair and members of the committee, followed by remarks by Jackson, a judge on the powerful Federal Appeals Court for Washington, D.C., who has been making the rounds on Capitol Hill to meet with senators over the last few weeks. President Joe Biden has added a stop in Poland to his trip this week to Europe for urgent talks with NATO and the European allies as Russian forces continue to pound Ukraine. Biden will first travel to Brussels, then to Poland to meet with leaders there, according to Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Welcome to your Monday. This is USA Radio News. Pennsylvania State Police are mourning the loss of two of their own.
Pennsylvania State Police are reporting three people, including two Pennsylvania troopers, were killed early Monday when a car slammed into them on Interstate 95 in Philadelphia behind the Eagles football stadium. NBC affiliate in Philly is reporting two officers were attempting to get a pedestrian off the freeway when another driver attempted to use the shoulder of the highway to get around the scene and struck all three souls. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The number of people who have fled Ukraine since Russia invaded has neared 3.5 million, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency. In a situation update, the UNHCR said more than 3.48 million people have fled the country, many making their way to neighboring nations. More than 2 million have fled to Poland, while more than 535,000 have made their way to Romania. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands have gone to Moldova, Hungary, Slovakia, and other countries. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there was another incident at an airport, we're being told. And nobody had to get kicked off a flight, you know, but there was a little drama. And this time it actually included Ted Cruz. We were told that the Montana airport had to call the cops. It got so heated that law enforcement had to get involved. So Ted Cruz was spotted at Bozeman Yellowstone International Airport. I love that airport. I've been there. It's a beautiful airport. It's, I think I flew a Southwest flight. It's wood on the inside. It's just beautiful. It's not a large airport, but it's very, very pretty. So he was there. This was shortly after noon on Sunday. And apparently he got irritated. I don't think he missed his flight, but he cut the check-in time too short. You know how you have to check in an hour before. I always do it on the phone. But if you get there to check in and you're under even though the flight hasn't left, you don't get to go. So he got mad. And I think somebody said that Cruz said, you know who I am, you know. Representative for the airport confirmed that Cruz was frustrated because he missed the check-in window for his flight. Rebooking options were limited out of Bozeman because of spring break. He was able and managed to rebook and depart later that evening, according to Bozeman Airport Deputy Director Scott Humphrey. It's not really clear what everybody is saying. It looks like he's a little grumpy, but he's wearing a mask. I can't hear what he says, and I don't really care that much. You know, these stories are... But I find Ted Cruz just has issues at an airport. I don't know why there's so many Ted Cruz sightings at airports. But I have to admit, I think our flight, if we take a look at the procedure we have with flying and the stress and the frustration, I could see why sometimes things are coming to a boil. That is no excuse to be rude. It is no excuse to be violent. It's no excuse to threaten, you know, like, you know, the plane coming down or what a lot of these people have been doing. What, we've had over 5,000 about a year ago, 4,900 cases where people have to get kicked off flights. No excuse. But do we realize how stressful people are making flying is? I mean, you know, flying in the olden days, you know, it used to be a very luxurious thing. You would dress up when you traveled. They would feed you. My husband is old enough to remember that there would be a buffet in the back of the plane where you would get, he wasn't first class or anything like that, but as a kid, he would go to the back. I don't ever remember that because we didn't fly much. We couldn't afford to. But there would be like a buffet of food. And you would go and you would sit down and you get a plate and you get to eat. And, you know, I do remember as a kid getting wings. You would get wings on an air, you know, those little pins. I remember getting mad. But, you know, flying was just, you felt pampered. And it was, you know, it was just nice. You know, now it's, especially with September 11th and everything, you know, you, if you don't check in within an hour, you're done. It doesn't matter if your cab was late or whatever. You know, luckily now we could check in online, but still, what if you have no access to online? What if you don't have a phone? You're just trying to get out of Dodge. If you don't check in, you're screwed. Then you have, the whole TSA process. Well, you can't bring any fluids if your baby bottles, your that. So all of that has to go. And then you're forced to spend the $4.50 for a bottle of water that they sell in the airport. That's baloney. You know, the taking off the shoes, the empty the wallets, the, you know, the laptops. I get why they're doing it. I get, and I, God bless the TSA, but it's nerve-wracking in that you have everything packed up, you have your electronics, you're trying to, you know. Then there's radiation, a certain amount of radiation you're getting with some of these screens. So you have to go through that. And then because you have to get to the airport 2 or 3 hours early, you're just sitting around. And then on the plane, if you can't pee, they don't let you, if you have to pee, they don't always let you pee. They say, no, we're on the tarmac or whatever. And then you have to wear a mask. You're sitting next to each other, shoulder to shoulder. When I'm next to strangers, there's no way to get around them touching you, you know, by the feet or legs or arm. You're trying not to touch the person next to you, but you are packed in there like sardines. You can't really recline your chair. And if somebody in front of you does recline the chair, now you're even more, you know, confined. There's no food served. Even when you can pay for food, it's a box of crackers. Well, that doesn't help. Yeah, you're wearing a mask, you have trouble breathing. Then when you land, it takes forever to get your baggage or your baggage claim. You can't pack a certain amount now. It's exhausting. It just is. And it's, I don't like to fly. I can't stand to fly. And then on top of that, yeah, I am a little nervous about the turbulence of being in a, you know, in a plane, how many, thousands of feet up in the air. I'm not a fan of flying. I don't like to do it. I do it. I'm not scared of flying. But it is just a very uncomfortable, unfriendly, unfun experience. Now, the way to have fun, you know, if you notice, the people giggling and having fun, they're the ones that fly with people. So, me, some of my most memorable flights are one when I'm with the family, as long as the boys aren't fighting, because I can sit with them. So, who cares if they lean on to me or they accidentally touch me? They're my kids. They could, you know, I don't care. But when I fly with my friends, we try to all go on Southwest. We all try to then sit together. And then it doesn't matter. We're, you know, sharing space. It makes it easier. But when you're flying by yourself and you're in a, you know, mad hurry to go and the plane's delayed, it's miserable. And it's frustrating. And so people get mad. And I don't know how to make the process easier. We have really crappy pieces of work out there that have tried to take down our planes and have taken control of our planes, that we need the security measures. We need to screen everybody. We have flight attendants who are working their tails off just to be assaulted, attacked, molested, and given grief because of these federal laws. You know, it's horrible. And then some flights won't even serve alcohol anymore. I remember my husband paid a little extra for a flight that I could board early and get a couple drinks if I wanted to. Not that I drink two drinks, one half of one usually is too much for me. But he paid that. They go, no, we're not, you know, we don't serve alcohol. So why did we just spend extra money on the ticket? Why did he, you know what I mean? It's stupid stuff. And this is what makes people mad. I can't tell you how many flight attendants were rude to me. I still, in their defense, you know, they have a rough job. But did you really have to be rude to me? Did you really have to snap at me? I just asked a simple question. It's just not fun. It's very confrontational, and I think we're really reaching a boiling point. You see people fighting, wasn't there a case where somebody saved a jet skier's life? And then the jet skier, I heard about it. I gotta find it. I'll tell you guys about it. But apparently, I think somebody saved the life of somebody, and then he got combative, started to attack him, so the rescuer who saved his life shot him. I'll try to find that story, but what the heck is going on? Now, mind you, if you do ever have a drowning victim, always come from behind to get them. Don't go to their front, because they will scratch and climb on top of you in panic. And possibly drown you. Not because they mean to, but just they panic and they turn into animals. So, come up from behind, kind of like a full Nelson sort of thing, and then lift them up to the water. This way you're safe. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you asked if Dr. Fauci was retiring. Well, apparently the news, the media has been going back and forth with this one. And Dr. Fauci had said something to the effect of, you know, I'm not always going to be here. But then he went back on ABC this week saying, you know, I think saying he's not going anywhere. As long as the COVID-19 pandemic is around, he is not leaving. Well, COVID pandemic, I don't think COVID's ever going away, which means Anthony Fauci may still always be there. So he is 81 years old. He feels the COVID pandemic is still far from over. Before, one day after he said, I can't stand this job forever, he did say on ABC's This Week, if he was thinking of quitting, he goes, I'm not so sure, George. I want to make sure, George Stephanopoulos, I want to make sure we're really out of this before I really seriously consider doing anything different. We're still in this. We have a way to go. I think we got clearly going in the right direction. I hope we stay that way. And I get that. You know, if I was in his position, I was making all that money, I wouldn't want to go. I mean, he's making a crap load of money. And he is, things are going in the right direction. So, you know, why leave and let somebody else get credit if people do attribute credit to him? Some don't. But on Saturday, the second chief medical advisor to the president in U.S. history was questioned over whether the country was finally ready to turn the page from an end of the COVID pandemic and if he intended to get some rest once that point in time arrives. He also served as Joe Biden's medical advisor and the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He has been under a lot of fire for some of the NIH funding of alleged research that was involved in, I just slipped my tongue. You know, the research where, I see the word, it just doesn't come out. It's where research has done that makes lethal pathogens function of gain research, allegedly. So he says, I have said that I would stay in what I'm doing until we get out of the pandemic phase, and I think we might be there already. I don't have any plans right now to go anywhere, but you never know. I can't stay in this job forever. So he served as a public health expert for more than 50 years, has advised every present American president since Ronald Reagan, became the COVID expert in Trump's administration. And so, is he going to leave? I don't know. Is COVID going away? Sadly, no, but hopefully it's milder. So in the UK, COVID cases jumped by another third in the last week. Hospital admissions jumped to at least 2,000, which is, remember, UK has been kind of managing things pretty damn good. And so, sadly, we are seeing a case. But they are saying that many of these cases aren't necessarily severe. And so, multiple countries are testing religiously. Other countries are like, if it's mild, don't ask, don't tell. So, I don't think we're going to get as much accurate data on how much of this is circulating. We are being told by Worldometers that South Korea is still grappling with hundreds of thousands of cases. Remember last week they were at 400,000 cases? 200,000 cases have been clocked today, another 329 deaths. That's a lot. You know, for a country of 51 million, they're seeing a lot of deaths. The U.S. has had another 7 deaths due to COVID, another 545 cases. That is extremely low, but keep in mind, people aren't testing. They're over it. Germany has had, however, another 100,000 cases. Vietnam, another 131,000 cases. Russia's reported another 400 deaths. Not that we could believe anything coming out of Russia now. But China has gone on lockdown. In fact, the Disney in China has closed the Shanghai resort as China's most populated city struggles to contain the biggest COVID-19 outbreak in 2 years. You would think with all the vaccines and all the masks and everything we've done, what's going on? Well, what's going on is this virus is outsmarting us, just like the flu. Flu comes back each year, different strain. That's what COVID's doing. The entertainment company at Shanghai Disneyland, Disney Town, and Wishing Star Park have been closed until further notice because the government reported another 2,000 new cases on the Chinese mainland on Sunday, only 24 in Shanghai. But due to the current pandemic situation, they're going to close down and play it safe. They're a lot more strict. So they have been fighting their biggest wave since the outbreak was first reported in Wuhan in early 2020, which I think most of us believe happened late summer, early fall of 2019. But authorities in China are enforcing a zero-tolerance strategy such that many of the cities get closed down, and then they try to curb the extra infections. They make people isolate in tents and as we know, their bubble didn't work to the degree they wanted it to because so many players tested positive for COVID and then couldn't compete. It was heartbreaking. But, I read a piece with NPR And, you know, I agree that cases are rising and the U.S. could be next, because if the U.K. starts to have a surge, we follow 6 weeks later. And it all depends on how America deals with it. If America says, you know what, it's milder, you guys know what to do, you know how to do it, isolate, wear a mask, get vaccinated, you know, the mandates aren't popular, that'll be one thing. If the U.S. goes, no, we're tired of this, we're locking down, we're bringing back the masks, we're, you know. Now, what is spreading? Is it Omicron like what hit us a couple months ago? Or is it baby Omicron or the variant? It looks like it is the BA2, the Omicron variant. Officials in the U.K. attribute this to that. It's quick spreading, and it is also bypassing some of the immunity. We don't know too much about it yet, but we do know it's much more infectious than the daddy Omicron, and that it can evade immunity and possibly spread faster. We don't necessarily know how much more serious it could be, just like with the Deltacron. The Deltacron is a Delta variant and Omicron variant that has combined its genetic, joined, recombined its genetic material. We just don't know how much serious that is. So in America, what we do is we could, you know, test numbers by testing. Well, how many of you are sick and testing positive for COVID? But if people are testing at home or they're not testing, I just had another patient saying, I know it's not COVID. I'm not even going to test. I'm like, well, you might want to know, you know, COVID is coming back. I really, you know, most people aren't testing, but I am seeing people get sick. What the CDC is doing is looking at wastewater. CDC wastewater dashboard shows increase at about 35% of sites that monitor concentrations in waste. So the wastewater surveillance is a fantastic warning system as we drop a lot of the virus, you know, in our stool. So the agency is starting to see increases in Florida, Rhode Island, West Virginia. The problem with the wastewater, though, testing is we aren't getting the sample and then testing it to see if it's a Delta variant or Omicron variant or a Deltacron or a stealth or baby Omicron. So when you actually do the sample and swab the nose or the pharynx, that could get sent to the CDC, and then the CDC could look and see, well, what's happening. With the wastewater, they're seeing trends. So we believe the subvariant is starting to become more known. And hopefully we'll get data soon. That's the latest and the greatest. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.